An anchor from the Naked News took a photograph where they flashed their breasts at Epcot. Yeah. Who says there's nothing to see between festivals?
It's okay, everyone. She has Lightning Genie Super Plus Memory Maker.
Memory Maker?
It's in the app, just pay
memory
and flash.
Maker. And if you are hungry, I probably am too. That's right.
Joe.
Hello? That's all the existing Pacific Wharf area dining, plus a cerveceria. Cerveceria, yeah. That was a mistake, though. It's actually going to be a service area, but the Disneyland sign department screwed up again. This is News Today with WDW News Today. I'm Tom Corliss of WDWNT.com. Please like this video, subscribe, and hit the notifications bell to make sure you never miss the latest from the Disney theme parks all around the world. Here now the news for February 24th, 2023. It was previously announced that soon Walt Disney World annual pass holders will be able to visit the theme parks after 2 p.m. most days without a park pass reservation. We now know that will begin on April 18th. This does not include Magic Kingdom on Saturdays and Sundays, when a reservation will still be required. The original announcement read, quote, Walt Disney World pass holders will be able to visit the theme parks after 2 without needing a reservation again, except on Saturdays and Sundays at Magic Kingdom Park, stated Disney. Pass blockout dates will continue to apply like they do today. And while the theme park reservation system remains important to manage attendance in our parks, especially on busier days, we realize our pass holders enjoy more spontaneous visits, and this change will make that possible. Starting March 20th, guests at Walt Disney World who purchase Genie Plus can get free downloads of their on-ride photos as part of the program's perks. This addition was announced earlier this year, but a date was not given until today. Guests will receive digital downloads of their Disney PhotoPass attraction photos taken in the park on the day of their purchase at no additional charge. This, of course, does not include photos taken by PhotoPass photographers around the parks or with characters. Disney has announced that select cast members will be given a special preview of Happily Ever After at the Magic Kingdom on March 14th, ahead of its official return on April 3rd. All Walt Disney World cast members will be entered into a lottery to see the return of this fan-favorite nighttime spectacular at the Magic Kingdom. Each randomly selected cast member, along with 3 guests max, will get a special showing of the show on Tuesday, March 14th, between 11:30 and midnight. To take part in this experience, winners are required to be present at the parking lot of the Magic Kingdom for check-in between 9:30 and 10:30 p.m. on March 14th. Check-in for the event will take place at the Transportation and Ticket Center, just as it has for the Tron previews. Disney states that late arrivals may not be accommodated. Orange Bird Munchlings and a new sipper are coming to the 2023 Epcot International Flower and Garden Festival. Here's a first look at that Munchlings plush. Very cute. There's also a new design for the Orange Bird Sipper. This is a weird new one with almost like 2 sippers in one. There's a tiny orange with a straw, and then also the bigger Orange Bird has a straw as well. It's kind of like the Orange Bird is holding the very original orange sipper from Magic Kingdom. It's a weird and interesting thing. I do kind of love it, though. It's very cute. We also spotted a first look at the Orange Bird collection on ShopDisney.com with its backpack, which will be part of the festival as well. It'll be available online starting March 3rd, but may debut at Epcot on March 1st when the festival kicks off. The full menus as well for the 2023 Epcot International Flower and Garden Festival have been released. You can read them at WDWNT.com. There's a ton. I think 60-something new items for us to try. Looking forward to our doing our video review we get to do for every festival where we try everything new. I'm sure it'll be a normal length with 64 items to review. How long could the video possibly be? This program is brought to you by our official travel agent sponsor, The Vacationeer, the engineers of your next magical vacation. Sit back and let your team of vacation planning experts craft your family's next magical Disney trip. The best part is their services are free. Visit WDWNT.travel for details. While the Drury Plaza Hotel Orlando within the Disney Springs area first started welcoming guests last December, the hotel has officially held its grand opening ceremony and is ready for guests to come in full force starting this week. The Drury Plaza Hotel Orlando is an official Walt Disney World hotel. It features the same amenities at Drury Hotels nationwide, along with a free shuttle to the Walt Disney World theme parks, as well as early entry to the parks, and they do not charge a resort fee on top of the nightly cost, unlike many in the area. The property is also within a walking distance of Disney Springs. Guests at the Drury Plaza Hotel Orlando enjoy daily complimentary breakfast, the 5:30 kickback with evening snacks and cold beverages, Wi-Fi throughout the hotel, scenic views, poolside and lobby restaurants and bars, a marketplace with a selection of grab-and-go items, including Pizza Hut and Starbucks, 24-hour fitness facility, lobby business center, a resort-style saltwater pool with splash pad and a game arcade. Quote, we are pleased to provide our guests the opportunity to visit the Walt Disney World Resort with this exceptional value and customer service that Drury Hotels has provided for 50 years, said Chuck Drury, president and CEO of the brand. Our guests are at the very center of everything we do, and we hope to exceed their expectations with this incredible new hotel in the heart of the Disney Springs Resort area. The hotel features 604 rooms, including 78 two-room suites for parties up to six. In-room amenities include a 55-inch smart TV, mini fridge, microwave, alarm clock with Bluetooth and charging station, executive workspaces, and in-room safe. The hotel also offers 17,000 square feet of meeting and event space for up to 250 people. The latest viral TikTok showing guests behaving badly is the Kelly fam, who showed off the elevated shoes they made for their young son to sneak him onto Disney theme park rides. Dad Ty calls his son our thrill-seeking boy who can't get enough of Disney theme park rides. He goes on to say the only problem is that the child's not tall enough for the big rides, showing a clip of two of their kids next to the height requirement sign at Soarin'. But we didn't want that to stop him from feeling the rush, Ty goes on. So we took matters into our own hands and crafted a shoe that just might do the trick. With the help of towering heels, extra flip-flop bottoms, and some Gorilla Glue, we've possibly discovered the ultimate theme park hack. The video shows clips of the parents putting these shoes together and their child wearing one at the end. Of course, trying to sneak a child onto a ride they're technically too short for is highly dangerous. Height requirements are in place because some riders are too short to fit well in a ride seat and could fall out of the ride. Making shoes taller just to get a child on a ride is putting them at extreme risk. It's better to wait until they grow up and let them enjoy the ride without injury. This is TikTok era where everyone's trying to have hacks and whatever for clout. This is a pretty dumb one. Because obviously the height requirements are purely safety based. And so, you know, like I've been involved in this before. So fun fact, when we went in 1992 to ride Splash Mountain, I wasn't tall enough. So my father stuffed a couple of napkins in my shoe. Splash Mountain didn't have a lap bar and so it was a different time, right? My father probably shouldn't have done that, but in the end, it was Splash Mountain. It wasn't a roller coaster that went upside down. And again, if I was only like that many tissues away, it's probably not the end of the world. This kid's shoe was giant. Like, this kid is clearly not tall enough to safely ride any of these things. We are at a very different point with this kid to where it's a safety concern. So please don't. Same as on Disneyland News today, we talked about the crazy thing people were doing with the seatbelts, which is even crazier than this. On Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout. And apparently someone tried it on Tower of Terror. Here is the rumor. And they had to stop the ride at the top of the tower. These things need to stop. And if they don't, I think we're going to enter an era of way more regulations on rides where there's going to be way more signage and they're going to have to warn you about way more things before you enter a park. But these TikTok people are going to ruin everything, man. So just don't. Just don't break park rules. That's the best thing I can say. Again, I'm not going to be one of those nonsensical people and tell you if your kid's two tissues away to not put the tissues in the shoes. I'm going to tell you to not make 6 inches of additional heel for your child. And also, the cast members can absolutely turn you away for that. And I think in most cases, they probably have. I tend to believe there's not a cast member who saw those shoes and allowed that kid to go. So, that's all I've got to say about that. Disney has announced details on Disney Cruise Line's newest Castaway Club tier called Pearl. Among the offerings is a complimentary dinner at one of their signature adult exclusive restaurants, Palo. Disney states that guests who have sailed with Disney 25 times or more will have now have the distinction of becoming a Pearl Castaway Club member. Currently, the available tiers of Castaway Club are Silver, which is 1 to 4 sailings, Gold, which is 5 to 9, and Platinum, which is 10 or more. On every Disney Cruise Line sailing, professional photographers capture pictures to help families preserve their most precious vacation souvenirs of all, their memories made at sea. And a special thank you to Disney Cruise Line, from Disney Cruise Line, Pearl Castaway Club members will unlock unlimited complimentary digital downloads so they can cherish each magical moment for years to come. And when it comes to the ever-expanding list of exciting Disney Cruise Line itineraries, Castaway Club Pearl members will be the very first guests to reserve their spot. The new membership tier introduces an early booking window that opens 4 days before the general public will gain access. Pro members will also have the added benefit of scheduling activities before anyone else with an exclusive booking window that opens 123 days before the date of their next cruise beginning later this summer. This summer, all Castaway Club members can look forward to a refreshed assortment of welcome aboard gifts awaiting them in their staterooms. As part of this special surprise, Pearl members will receive a pair of beautiful pearlescent tumblers that are perfect for hydrating in style during their Disney vacation aboard the cruise. Gifts will be limited to one per stateroom and are always subject to change based on availability. Guests who have earned Pearl status can also look forward to complimentary dining experience at Palo during their next voyage based on reservation availability. Walt Disney Imagineering has taken to social media to share a new animatic of the upcoming Arendelle, World of Frozen, a new land at Hong Kong Disneyland. The full video is viewable on our website. The caption reads as follows, quote, hoo-hoo, it's Oaken. Want an inside look at how Walt Disney Imagineering designs and builds a land? This first look from Hong Kong Disneyland originally debuted at the D23 Expo. It features a land animatic of World of Frozen coming to Hong Kong Disneyland. Showing in video form what the land will look like once completed in the second half of 2023, the tool is used alongside models and concept art to ensure Imagineers, construction teams, and Hong Kong Disneyland are on the same page from beginning to end. The first view comes facing away from the entrance of Frozen Ever After back into the village of Arendelle. The green hills of Lantau Island, which flank Hong Kong Disneyland, are visible in the background. Facing across Arendelle Harbor, we see the village and the North Mountain. Another view of the harbor shows the village and Arendelle Castle covered in icicles for the summer snow day. We then see the opposite view of the first photo looking towards the ride entrance for Frozen Ever After. There's a glimpse across the water at the outdoor portion of Wandering Oaken Sliding Sleighs, a roller coaster. And finally, we get an overhead view of the entire area at night featuring the North Mountain, the snowflake on the fountain, and Arendelle Castle lit up in soft white to contrast the village's warmer glow. I cannot begin to talk about how excited I am for this. And I'm probably not the biggest Frozen fan to ever live. I just think this land looks so charming. I just love this layout, the harbor and the castle and the mountain. Hong Kong Disneyland is one of the most charming, if not the most charming Disney park on earth. It is in the most beautiful location. Those mountains in the background behind this North Mountain and this whole land, it's going to be absolutely gorgeous. And the fact that it's not just Frozen Ever After, but this additional, probably family, probably kid coaster. I'm really excited about it. And I brought this up to someone the other day, and I was like, why is this the most excited I've been for a new land in quite a while? And they were like, well, you know, as much as, you know, you might like Marvel and Star Wars, they're not necessarily classic Disney, right? And Frozen is newer Disney, but it's from Walt Disney Feature Animation, right? That is a quintessentially Disney thing. And so maybe that's part of it. And I kind of want to think on that a little more and maybe talk about that in a separate video down the line of why this might be exciting and why this might be more, I mean, obviously, whenever we do an honest review of this land down the road. But I think there's something to be said for that as a Disney fan. Like, I love Star Wars very much, lifelong Star Wars fan. Marvel, more so just in recent years. But looking forward to this land way more than either of those, it feels like at this point. And maybe it is just because it's more quintessentially Disney. It feels like a proper placement for it, and it's in such a beautiful park. I don't know, I gotta think about it more, but I'm very excited. New family suites and Buzz Lightyear themed rooms will be opening on April 2nd, 2023 in the Toy Story Hotel at Shanghai Disney Resort. The adorably themed Value Hotel opened with the entirety of the resort in June of 2016. The Toy Box family suites have giant Woody, Jesse, and Bullseye playing cards on the wall, a green alien chair, playing block furniture, and a children's bed hidden behind the TV. The bedrooms have Andy's iconic cloud wallpaper and a Rubik's Cube bedside table. The carpeting in these suites is a pattern of alternating squares featuring a Woody-inspired Sheriff's Badge star and a Buzz Lightyear-inspired green planet. Speaking of Buzz Lightyear, the new Buzz-inspired standard rooms have a green color scheme and spaceship-inspired wall murals. There's even a ship's wheel built into the TV cabinet and dresser. A sliding game featuring a little green alien is mounted above the small table, and Buzz's spacesuit is on the wall inside the open wardrobe. While we haven't had the chance to stay in the Toy Story Hotel in Shanghai, we can tell you all about the Tokyo Disney Resort one. We actually have a couple of different room tours you could watch right here on the channel. They are very different. They are, the decor is totally different. They're not even similar, mind you. So interesting that despite the fact that so much Toy Story decor was developed for the Tokyo Disney Resort version, that none of it is in this new Shanghai room style. Pretty interesting. For the absolute latest on these stories and all that didn't make it into today's show, be sure to check WDWNT.com and follow us on your favorite social media platforms. You can support the entire team behind this show and others by joining the WDWNT Interglobe Society at patreon.com/WDWNT. Get access to exclusive content, discounted show and event tickets, and more. Special shout out to all of our WIGS members who make this show happen every week. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Tom Corliss saying, enjoy the rest of your today and have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow. And don't build your child platform shoes, please.
From WDWNT-TV, this is Park Center. Join us each week for news and discussion topics from the Disney and Universal theme parks around the world. We cover the stories in a quick, concise, and fun format, and then our panel breaks down and debates some of the biggest issues and what they mean for us, the parks fans. From the latest announcements to openings and delays to scandals and snacks and merchandise and more, we'll cover it all in 90 minutes. Join us live every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern on YouTube at WDWNT-TV, or watch episodes on demand anytime. You can also subscribe to the audio version of the show on your favorite podcast app.